Morata,
yeah.
Could you introduce yourself and the country where you come from?
My name is Ratibor Trivunac, my nickname is Rata. I'm from Belgrade, Yugoslavia, Serbia. I'm a student. I'm a member of Belgrade Libertarian Group, that is anarcho-syndicalist group in Belgrade.
Can you tell us about the story of this group, creation, and if
history
are members?
Yeah. We started in 1968 with the student movement. In Yugoslavia there was also a student movement in 1968, so some of our older members, of course, they made a group that was primarily made for studies of libertarian ideas, and of course the communist regime was very oppressive, and during that time we were mainly doing underground work because of the problems with the state. Some of our members were expelled from the university because they were anarchists, and during that period it was really difficult to make some anarchist propaganda or something like that. In 1990s we started working more openly because the communist regime fell down, but of course, as you know, there was a few wars in Croatia and Bosnia and later on Kosovo, so we tried to stay independent of all nationalism and hate that was going on between the nation that made Yugoslavia earlier. So we are now a group of maybe 20 people. We are not a big group, but it's a start, because the problem is that we don't have an anarchist tradition in Yugoslavia. We just had a blank between from 1945 after the Second World War until now. There was a blank without any anarchists, so there is no tradition, and we are virtually starting from zero now. We are very active in some anti-war and anti-militarist actions. Of course, we have problems in that field because of the nationalism that is very high in Serbian people and Yugoslavian people, and of course the repression of the state is big. The police, secret police, and all others are very repressive toward us.
In concrete terms, what is your propaganda?
For example, we are publishing a magazine that is going up quarterly, and it's a magazine that we are trying to attract younger people. It's more of a fanzine than the magazine. During the Bosnian War and Croatian War, we were making with other NGOs, non-governmental organizations, we made some anti-war demonstrations, and we put it leaflets and anti-war posters. And before the bombing of Kosovo, we made again anti-war action. We were going around Serbia and Yugoslavia, Kosovo also, making anti-war propaganda. During that period, we had a lot of problems with the police. Every day we were taken to the prison and again out to make one day of propaganda. But again, in the evening, they take us to the prison, so it wasn't really nice.
And the repression, it was a problem with the police.
Yeah, the problem with the police, because when you make anti-war propaganda and something like that, you're automatically considered a traitor of the state, and they just say that you are paid by somebody from the outside, and they just, or for example, they take you to the prison, or they don't let you to publish stuff. That's.
Just a minute. Can you wait a few seconds, once you finish the question, for you to answer?
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
What about your motivations to be in this group for you?
Okay, of course, as you know, I'm living in a country where you can see pain and all the bad sides of state and capitalism and everything. So it's very easy to become frustrated and to become very anti-state. In our country, it's very easy to become something like that, because you see, we are oppressed in every economical situation is very bad, and of course the political situation is also very bad, so it is normal to become anarchist or something like that. But of course the problem is the propaganda, that is not very, it's very expensive to publish stuff in Yugoslavia, and it's not very easy to make anarchist propaganda because we don't have we are limited by our financial means and everything, so it's not very easy to make anarchist propaganda or anything. So people cannot become very easily anarchists because they don't have access to the ideas, to the books and leaflets or something.
Okay. And what are you expecting of being in this group?
Well, as I said, in the beginning there was only 4 or 5 of them, now we are 20, so it's a growth, it's not the big growth, but I'm expecting to, we are now planning to make a union syndicate, and we are going to try to make something work out, and we hope that it will become bigger and stronger in the future period.
And well, in your opinion, what would be the place of your group in the future? What do you think it's going to happen?
I will tell about a little bit about, we are very well connected with other republics, with the Croatian and all other ex-Yugoslavian republics, Croatia, Slovenia and Bosnia. We have very good relations with people, so we are planning to make anti-nationalist front or something like that, that will fight nationalism in all of the republics, of course in Yugoslavia also. But as you know, after the bombing, we had bombing in a few months ago, and after that the nationalism is skyscraping, it's terrible. So we are trying now to make something that will on some way that will bring back nationalism on the normal level, because and that's our goal, that's our primary goal, the education of people and trying to make a situation more or less normal in some kind.
And what about yesterday you told about the possibility to buy internet.
As I told you, we have very good relations with the Croats and Slovenians and Bosnians, and one of the easiest way for us to communicate with them is internet, and we have a mailing list of anarchists from ex-Yugoslavia, and on that list we are discussing all the subjects that are of interest to us. And one of the things that we thought that we could do is to make an anarchist magazine that will be made on the list, and it will be published on each of the republics, and that could be one of the steps towards the uniting people in different countries.
And I was thinking about the difficulties you find to communicate by internet.
You were at the meeting. Especially during the bombing, we made a lot of messages in which we were talking about our president Milosevic, against him and stuff like that. But we had problems with censorship because the internet in Yugoslavia is censored. So if you write in the message something that is not very nice about our president or about our state, the message is usually with X's. There is no message. It is cut. Yeah.
Je crois que c'est tout. Est-ce que tu as des reasons to become a part of this group for you personally?
Yeah.
Have you some reasons?
What's the main reasons? There is so many organizations. Why we chose that? Don't you feel well?
The situation of you can say political organizations in Yugoslavia is very bad. It's normal for people to admire the idea of left, so that means social justice, equality of people and everything, but in Yugoslavia there is no left organizations. We have some Stalinist groups, which of course I am not a member, and we have our government that is made of, they say that they are left, but you see what kind of left they are. So if you are a normal person who likes social justice, equality of people, anti-racism and nationalism, this is the only group that you can become a member of.